圣经里头有很多的人物给我们留下很好的榜样。
The Bible has a lot of characters that have left a great example for us.
这些人物通常也会给我们留下祷告的榜样。
And they often leave an example of prayer.
比如说以利亚先知。
For example, Prophet Elijah.
我们请看雅各书第五章。
Let's look at James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章十六节。
James chapter 5, verse 16.
雅各书五章十六节，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所花的力量是大有功效。
Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
上半句话在对我们每一个人的勉励。
The first half of this verse is an encouragement to every one of us.
在生活当中我们努力的来做两件事情。
Because in our lives, we work diligently toward two things.
第一个就是常常反省自己然后承认错误。
The first is to often reflect upon ourselves and to confess our own trespasses.
那既然知道我们都有软弱都有错误那我们要互相的帮助用祷告来互相帮助所以互相的代求。
And since we all know that we all have sins,and have weaknesses, so we confess to each other and pray for one another.
这个错误常常会让人受伤。
Trespasses often harm other people.
伤害我们的身体，伤害我们的精神、心灵。
It harms our own bodies and it harms our spirits and our emotions.
那既然受伤，就要得到医治。
And when we are harmed, we need healing.
那这个医治的方法就是承认错误互相代祷。
And how are we healed? We are healed when we confess our sins and we pray for each other.
所以我们彼此之间对方都是重要的。
And so we are all important to one another.
因为我们要彼此互相帮助，来彼此医治。
Because we have to mutually help each other and heal each other.
那下半句话在讲到这个有功效的祷告。
And the second half of this is talking about the effective.Prayer.
就是义人的祷告是有功效的。
A righteous person's prayer is effective.
那谁是义人？
Who is a righteous person?
我们每一个人都是义人。
We are all righteous people.
因为我们被主耶稣的宝血称义。
Because we have all been washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
我们也都努力的来遵守神的教训。
And we all work diligently to observe His commands.
所以我们的祷告应该是有功效的。
So our prayer should be effective.
那为什么有时候我们怀疑说我的祷告很软弱
？Sometimes we have doubts about our prayer because we feel like they are weak.
我们请继续看十七节，以利亚与我们一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，已就三年零六个月不下在地上。
17. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
十八节，他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。
And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruit.
这里提到，在旧约时代，以利亚他是一个义人。
Here it talks about the Old Testament character Elijah.
那这里说我们是他跟我们是一样的性情。
He had a nature like ours.
他不是超人，他跟我们一样。
He wasn't a superman. He was just like you and me.
他是义人，今天我们也是义人。
He was a righteous man, and we are also righteous men.
那为什么他的祷告有功效
？But why was his prayer effective?
那为什么我们觉得我们的祷告没有功效
？Why do we feel like our prayers are not effective?
我想在这里他给我们一个字眼可以让我们来思考，就是他的祷告是又加上恳切祷告。
Here it says that he prayed earnestly.
那所以我想我们不一样的地方可能就是在这里。
So I feel like where we differ is probably in this word.
我们的祷告没有像以利亚那样子的恳切。
We did not have his earnesty.
所以让我们再来学习一下以利亚他的祷告的，为什么说他的祷告是恳切的。
So here, let's learn why was his prayer so earnest.
好，我们请看到《列王记上》十八章。
Let's turn to the book of First Kings, chapter 18.
列王记上十八章四十一节。
18 verse 41.
四十一节，以利亚对亚哈说：“你现在可以上去吃喝， 因为有多余的响声了。
Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of abundance of rain."
已经好长的时间没有下雨。
Already it had been a long time without rain.
啊，也根本看不出来有要下雨的迹象。
And there was no sign of rain.
啊，但是以利亚却对国王说有多余的响声了。
Yet Elijah told King Ahab, "There is the sound of abundance of rain."
啊，因为神应许以利亚说要下雨在地上。
Because God had allowed and promised that there would be rain.
好，所以以利亚他有神给他的应许。
So Elijah had the promise of God.
啊，他相信神的应许。
He believed in it.
啊，所以他跟王说有多余的响声了。
So he told the king there is the sound of abundance of rain.
啊，今天神也是给我们许多的应许。
Today too, God has given us many promises.
那我们要有以利亚的信心，相信神的应许。
We have to have the faith of Elijah in his promise.
那有了神的应许之后，以利亚他不是只有在那边等着。
And after he had that promise, he did not just wait.
啊，四十二节，亚哈就上去吃喝，以利亚上了加密山顶，屈身在地，将脸伏在两膝之中。
So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees.
哦，这就是他的恳切的祷告。
This was his earnest prayer.
啊，这个动作啊，应该就是在向神祷告祈求。
This behavior was his prayer.
哦，将两个脸伏在两膝之中。
That he put his face between his knees.
哦，一个。啊，这种恳切的祷告。
And so this was this much of a earnest prayer.
啊，从外在上就可以看出来，这是一个很恳切的祷告。
Even from outside looking in, you could tell that he was very earnest in his prayer.
啊，四十三节。
Verse 43.
他对仆人说：“你上去向海观看。”仆人就上去观看，说：“没有什么。”他说：“你再去观看，如此七次。”
And said to his servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea." So he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And seven times he said, "Go again."
什么叫做恳切的祷告？
What is an earnest prayer?
那从这个经节我们来学几件事情。
From these verses, we can learn some things.
希望对我们的祷告有所帮助。
That will help us in our prayer.
因为他相信神的应许，所以他告诉亚哈王说有多余的响声。
Because Elijah believed in the promise of God, he told Ahab there is the sound of abundance of rain.
所以他的祷告祈求是充满着信心。
So his prayer was already full of faith.
因为他相信，所以他也已经跟亚哈王讲了。
Because he believed, he already told King Ahab.
那所以呢，他就有一个在他的祷告里头，他有一个期待神的应许来实现。
So in his prayer, he already had an expectation of that to come become reality.
在主耶稣教导我们祷告里头也有这样的一句话。
And when Jesus Christ taught us about prayer, he also told us.
他说你们祈求就给你们。
Ask and it will be given to you.
你们寻找你们就会找到。
Seek and you will find.
你们叩门就给你们开门。
Knock and the door will be open to you.
寻找是有一个期望的。
Seeking has an expectation.
要希望能啊，期望着能够找到。
Because you hope that you will find.
啊，叩门也是有一个期望，期望着门开了。
And when you knock, you also have a hope that the door will be opened.
所以这种恳切的祷告是带着期望的祷告。
So these earnest prayers all hold hope and expectation.
主耶稣也说，你们信是得着的，就必要得着。
And the Lord has also said, when you pray with faith, you will receive.
以利亚对亚哈王说有多余的响声了。
Elijah told Ahab already that there is the sound of abundance of rain.
事实上那个时候天上连一片云也没有。
But actually, when he said this, there was not a single cloud in the sky.
但是他说有多余的响声。
Yet he said there is the sound of abundance of rain.
他是用信心去拥有这个雨。
He used his faith to have this rain cloud.
然后我们如果继续看下去，果真的雨降下来了。
And if you continue reading further, you see that rain truly came down.
而且是降下大雨来。
And not only so, it was great heavy rain.
这个时候就是实质的来领受。
And so here you see that it was truly, truly so.
所以两个层面。
And so,
two aspects.
There are two aspects.
第一个层面是用信心，信心去拥有。
The first you can see that it is having by faith.
那个是肉眼所看不见的。
That's something you cannot see with the naked eye.
那才会有第二个层面，实质上的领受了天降下大雨来。
And because of that, you will have the second dimension of faith, which is what you can see, that there is truly black and heavy rain.
在祷告的生活里头，这是我们常常需要有的两个层面。
And so when we pray, we also have to have those two dimensions of faith.
第一个用信心去拥有。
First, use faith to obtain.
然后就会有实质的领受。
And then you will have the reality which you will receive.
对于神所应许的天国永生也是这个样子。
It's the same about the heavenly kingdom.
我们很多弟兄姐妹，他们是充满着盼望来离开这个世界。
Many brothers and sisters have the hope of leaving this world to obtain the heavenly kingdom.
他们就像亚伯拉罕这些古圣徒一样，远远的看见了那个神所赐给我们的那一座城。
Just like Abraham and the other ancestors, from afar they saw the faith that was promised to them.
这些古圣徒他们都是用着信心拥有了神给他们的产业。
Using their faith, they were able to obtain and see their inheritance.
那将来主耶稣再来的时候，我们就要真实的、实质的来领受天上的产业。
And when the second coming comes and Jesus Christ comes onto the earth again, we will then, on the second level, have that promise.
所以以利亚先知叫他的学生说，你向海去观看。
So that's why Elijah told his servant to go up now and look toward the sea.
他是充满着这个期待来做这个祈求。
He was filled with hope and expectation when he made this request.
他不是只是我已经有祷告了。
He didn't just say, I prayed.
我想这个是有一个很大程度的差别。
There is a great difference between the two.
今天我们也常常只是停留在我已经有祷告了。
Many of us often just, we stop at, I've already prayed.
因为我们知道祷告很重要。
Because we know prayer is important.
这个好像变成我们生活当中的我们必须这样子做。
And it has become that we must do this in our prayer.
甚至好像在比如说你上班要打卡这样子哈，签到说我已经到公司了。
It's like the timestamp, time punch card when we get to office that we it's something that we have to do when we arrive.
但是我们的祷告应该不是只是说我已经有祷告了。
But our prayer should not be this obligatory.Oh, I have already prayed.
我们的祷告应该也有像以利亚在这里说，你去向海观看。
But rather, we should be like Elijah when he prayed, asking a servant, "Go up now, look toward the sea."
对神的应许，我们有一个很绝对的那一种期望。
Towards his promises, we have a very absolute and firm conviction and hope.
神对我的应许，我一定会看见。
I will see the.Fulfillment of his promise.
神给我这个切实的应许，我一定会得着。
He gave me the certain promise, and I will definitely obtain it.
在这里，以利亚说对王说有多余的响声。
And so he told the king, "There is the sound of abundance of rain."
那想想看，在我们的人生道路上面，什么是我们多余的响声
？And in our journey of life, what is our Sound of abundance of rain.
我们请看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's look at Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第一章二十节。
Chapter 1, verse 20.
二十节，神的应许不论有多少，在基督都是是的，所以借着他也都是实在的，叫神因我们得荣耀。
For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him.Amen to the glory of God through us.
神许许多多的应许，对我们来讲，就好像那多余的响声。
The many promises of God are like the sound of abundance of rain.
想想看，在眼前的这个生活里头，我需要领受神什么样的应许
？In this life that we see before us, what kind of promise will we get?
我们每一个人生活的遭遇可能不太一样。
What we face in our lives is different from person to person.
我们的工作，我们的家庭，可能所遭遇的也不太一样。
What our family and our work face are all different.
我们现在所面对的问题可能不太一样。
And the problems we face are probably different for each of us.
那不论我们每一个个人，我们的家庭，我们的遭遇，我们的问题是什么？
But regardless of what we face and encounter,
相信在圣经里头都可以找到神给我们的应许。
I believe we can all find a promise of God in the Bible.
相信在神的恩典里头都有答案的。
And in His grace, there is always an answer.
那这就是我们多余的响声。
This is our sound of abundance of rain.
我们不是只是祷告了，我们更要像以利亚这样子向海观看。
We don't just say, "Oh, I am done praying." More, even more so, we have to tell our servant, "Go up now and look toward the sea."
这个动作连续了七次。
And he did this action seven times.
我们知道。在圣经里头有很多的时候也提到七这个数目字。
We know that in the Bible there is often the mention of this number seven.
那所以我们常常说七是一个完全的数字。
So we will sometimes say seven is a perfect number.
至少就是代表着多次的不灰心的、不气馁的、不放弃的。
And it represents an unfailing belief.
在这样的信心的坚持之下，总要看到我们总要领受神的应许。
And in this kind of perseverance, we will see his works fulfilled.
以色列人进入了迦南地。
The Israelites were able to enter Canaan.
他们第一个要攻打的城市就是很坚固的耶利哥城。
The first city they were to defeat was the fortified city of Jericho.
神要他们七天，每一天去绕城。
And God wanted them to circulate that city seven times.
第七天绕七千。
And on the seventh day, they were to circle the city seven times.
他们这样子的持续不断的耶利哥城就倒塌了。
And when they did that unfailingly, the city fell.
这乃曼元帅身上有麻风病。
Naaman, the commander had leprosy.
以利沙先知说，你到约旦河去沐浴七回。
And the prophet told him to go take a bath in the river seven times.
真的他去了，他连续沐浴了七回，他的皮肤就得了医治。
And indeed, after he had bathed in the river seven times, his skin was like a baby's.
所以什么叫做恳切的祷告？
So what is an earnest prayer?
是一个很真诚的，很投入的祷告。
It is a prayer in which you put in your totality.
是一个有强烈的期望的祷告。
It's a prayer in which you have a very absolute faith and conviction.
是一个持续不断的祷告。
It is a prayer in which you have unceasing prayer.
我们看到许多的古圣徒都有这样的一个经历。
And you can see that many characters in the Bible all have this experience.
当神说要毁灭索多玛城。
When God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
这个亚伯拉罕很关心他的侄子罗德。
Abraham was greatly worried about his nephew Lot.
他恳求神能够救拔罗德。
And so he requested of God to save him.
亚伯拉罕在神面前求了好几次。
Abraham requested of God many times.
他说：“神啊，如果那个城里头有五十个义人，你要不要毁灭？”
He asked God, "If there are 50 righteous, will you save it?"
神说，如果有五十个义人，我就不毁灭了。
Then God said, "If there are 50 found to be righteous, then I will not destroy Sodom and Gomorrah."
亚伯拉罕赶紧的再说，那么如果只有四十五个呢
？Then Abraham quickly said, "What if there are 40?"
如果只有四十个呢
？What if there are only 40?
如果只有三十个呢
？Or what if there are only 30?
如果只有十个呢
？What if there are only 10?
这样子。连续的向神来祈求。
And so, back after back, he continually made these requests.
纵然那一个城里头真的找不到十个义人。
And really, if there were not even 10 righteous.
神还是听了亚伯拉罕的祈求，救拔了罗德一家人。
God still heard Abraham's request and saved Lot and his whole family.
这个就是义人的祷告。
And so that is a righteous man's prayer.
这个就是恳切的祷告。
That is a very fervent prayer.
亚伯拉罕对他的祈求是抱着绝对的期望。
Because Abraham held firm hope in God.
亚伯拉罕曾经救过他的侄子。
And Abraham once saved Lot.
这个他的侄子落在这个四个王的手里。
When he was under the power of other kings.
亚伯拉罕出兵，带兵去征战，把他侄子这个救出来。
Abraham actually battled them and saved his nephew Lot from them.
但是这一次亚伯拉罕知道，不是凭他的力量，他能够保护他的侄子。
But Abraham knew that this time he would be unable to save his nephew.
他只有向神来祈求。
So all he could do was request of God.
一个义人的祷告是有功效的。
And the prayer of a righteous man is effective.
主耶稣也给我们留下这种榜样。
Jesus Christ also left a similar example for us.
我们请看马太福音二十六章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音二十六章四十四节。
Verse 44.
四十四节，耶稣又离开他们去了。第三次祷告，说的话是与先前一样。
So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words.
这是主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
This was Jesus' prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane.
这里说主耶稣是第三次的为同一件事情来祷告。
And it recorded that he prayed a third time of the with the same words.
那从路加福音我们就看到他的祷告蒙了天父的应允。
And we know that in Luke it was recorded that God heard his prayer.
差派天使来加添主耶稣的力量。
Because angels were sent to strengthen him.
所以主耶稣能够面对着这个十字架的苦刑。
So that Jesus Christ would have the strength to face the cross.
他是真的带着血肉肢体。为我们被钉在十字架上。
Because he was in flesh, he carried flesh to bear our sins.
他不是在演戏。
And he was not performing a drama.
当这个钉子钉在他的脚。
When the nail went through his feet.
是会痛的，是会流血的。
It would hurt and it would bleed.
他看到门徒都四散了。
And when he saw that the disciples scattered.
他是会觉得孤单的。
He would feel lonely.
所以他是真的为我们受苦的。
And so he truly suffered for us.
所以他的祷告也变得非常的重要。
So his prayer also became important.
所以他的祷告也是这一种恳切的祷告。
His prayer was also very fervent.
在希伯来书的作者甚至说他是大声哀哭流泪恳求。
And in Hebrews it recorded that he prayed with a loud sound in great agony.
我记得上次我们读马太福音说，在我们还没有祷告之前，主耶稣已经知道我们的需要。
And in Matthew, it says that God, Jesus already knows what we pray for before we ask.
就是因为他知道，所以我们更是充满着信心来做祷告。
And because he knows, we should pray with even more faith.
那为什么常常他知道，他没有马上给我们？
But why is it that sometimes, even though he knows, he doesn't give it to us immediately?
就好像以利亚的祷告。他要叫这个仆人向海观看了七次。
Just like Elijah, he asked a servant to go look seven times.
神所做的每一件事情都是合理的，而且是必须的。
Actually, everything God does is reasonable and has a reason.
神常常让我们祷告这件事情，也成为一个过程。
And similarly, our prayer is a process.
我们知道一个要得到一个好的结果，常常那个过程很重要。
If we want to have a good ending, oftentimes the process is very important.
那这个过程里头也常常是有一些步骤，它是必须的。
And there are some steps in that process that are necessary.
有时候看起来好像可以忽略掉，可以省略掉。
Sometimes it seems like it is a step that is unnecessary or ineffective.
但是事实上不能忽略，也不能省略。
But the truth is, you cannot neglect that step or forget about it.
如果我们要得到的是最好的结果
，If we want to have the best result,
那这个祷告会是一个过程，那个有一个神圣的目的在里头。
And because and that there is a process to this means that there is a very spiritual reason.
因为神他要给我们的通常是最好的。
Because what he wants to give us is often the best.
我们知道。我们种菜也好，这个水果也好。
And we know, when we're planting crops or fruits.
它都需要一个过程。
They all have a process.
甚至在这个过程里头有很多的步骤。
And in this growing of these plants, there is a process.
我们必须要这样子的经过每一个步骤，这样子的等候，才会有那个成熟的蔬菜水果。
We have to do all the steps and we have to wait in order to see the final result.
那祷告就像这样的一个过程。
And so prayer is just like this process.
让我们得着的是最好的。
So that in the end we can have the best.
在这个祷告的过程里头呢，我们不断的来亲近神。
And in this process of prayer, we continually draw close to God.
在祷告的过程里头，我们也不断的来反省自己。
And in this process of prayer, we continually reflect on ourselves.
所以在祷告的过程里头我们也渐渐的在改变自己。
And so in the process of prayer, we are continually improving ourselves.
在祷告的过程里头，我们自己的灵性也在进步，也在成长。
And in this process of prayer, we, our spiritual selves are also improving.
我们常常只看到的，我要一个结果。
We often only see that I want that final result.
但是神给我们的超过我们所求所想。
But what gives us is beyond our imagination or desire.
我们只看到一个 只迫切的要一个结果。
We only fervently want that final result.
是的，那个结果应该是很重要也很好。
Yes, that result is very important and very good.
但是在神来看，还不是最好的，还不是最重要的。
But in God's eyes, that is not the best and is not the most important.
所以他让我们经过了一个祷告的过程。
So he puts us through a process of prayer.
让我们得到我们所期望的。
So that we can receive that which we wanted.
额外的，他给我们的，不是我们所求所想。
And moreover, what he gives us is not just what we want.
但是是更重要的，是更好的。
But it is what is the most important and what is the best for us.
刚才我们既然提到乃曼元帅。
Earlier we discussed Naaman the commander.
那我们就来看列王记下第五章。
So let us turn to 2 Kings chapter 5.
列王记下第五章十三节。
Verse 13.
十五节。
15.
十五节，乃曼带着一切跟随他的人回到神人那里，站在他面前说：“如今我知道，除了以色列之外，普天下没有神。现在求你收点仆人的礼物。”
And he returned to the man of God, and he and all his aides came and stood before him, and he said, "Indeed, now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel. Now, therefore, please take a gift from your servant."
本来乃曼觉得对他最重要的事情是什么
？Before, what did Naaman think was the most important to him in his life？
就是他的麻风病得到医治。
Most important to him was that his leprosy would be cured。
如果只是为了这件事情
，If it was only for this one matter，
他可能可以再见到以利，来到以利沙这里，以利沙就可以让他得医治。
Perhaps he could just come here to Elisha and ask him to be healed, and he would.Be on his way.
但是神却要他到约旦河去。
Yet God wanted him to go to the Jordan River.
在约旦河沐浴七回。
He wanted him to go there and bathe seven times.
他才得到医治。
And then he would be cured.
他真的这么做了。
And he did. And Naaman did thus.
但是呢，是一个过程。
But there was this process.
他从亚兰国来到以色列国，来到以利沙住的地方。
Because he had to go.From Syria back into this land of Israel, Samaria.
然后再到约旦河去。
And then he had to even go to the Jordan River.
然后在那边沐浴七回。
And he had to bathe seven times.
结果麻风病得到医治了。
And so his leprosy was cured.
结果他发现说，他不是只有这个病得到医治。
And he realized that not only was his leprosy cured.
在这个过程里头，他认识了天地当中。有一位独一的真神。
In the process, he came to know that there was the one true living God in Israel.
在这个过程里头，他知道他必须要来相信敬拜这一位神。
And in this process, he came to realize that he could only worship this one God.
他也立志他要来敬拜这一位神。
And he made the determination to worship this one God.
这是他本来所没有想到的。
This was beyond his original imagination.
而这种这个认识神、相信神，比一切都还重要。
And this is even more important than his original illness.
哦，因为在整个人生当中，没有真的得到神，一切都比不上这个。
Because there is nothing more important in life than knowing God.
哦，没有认识神，没有敬畏神，这会成为人生最大的损失。
Not knowing God and not knowing Him is the greatest loss in life.
哦，不但认识他，而且要敬畏他。
Not only not knowing Him, but also not fearing Him.
这些都是乃曼本来他没有想的，所以他也不会去求。
And because these were things that Naaman never thought about, so he would never asked for them.
哦，他本来只知道说我要病得医治。
He only knew that I want my illness to be cured.
就好像在我们的祷告里头，我们本来只知道说这是神的应许，我抓住这个应许。
Just like in our prayers, we often think this is God's promise. I will grasp onto it.
是的，这个是我们的需要。
Yes, this is something we need.
如果我们能够得着的话，那就很好。
If we could receive that promise, it would be great.
但是那个还不是最好的，也还不是最重要的。
But that's not the best, and that's not the most important.
那如何才能够？真的来领受最好的、最重要的。
How do you receive the most important and the best?
就是经过这个恳切祷告的过程。
It's going through that process of prayer, this earnest prayer.
做很多的事情，有时候我们会觉得说，有点浪费时间。
Sometimes we feel like, going through these processes is very wasteful.
做其他的事情。
Sorry, doing other things is very ineffective.
真的生活当中很多的事情真的是浪费时间。
Yeah, there are a lot of things in life that are inefficient and waste time.
但是祷告这件事情它绝对不会浪费时间。
But prayer is something that will never make us waste time.
这个向海观望如此七次。
So, going up looking toward the sea seven times.
不晓得神对我们是定了几次。
I don't know how many times God has told us.
对。但是呢，从我们的学习里头我们知道我们要继续的恳切祷告。
But in our learning, we know that we have to continually ask and pray.
那相信我们一定会有实质的来拥有那个最美的、最好的。
And in doing so, I believe that we will, in reality, actually have the best and the greatest for us.
那我们在祷告之前，我们再来唱一下412首。
And so before our prayer, let's sing hymn 417.
412.
Oh, sorry, 412.
我们请唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing the first and last verse.
The blessed are all when are lowly bent, and we gather to Jesus, our Savior, when He wishes God in His faith, His potential to share what a Bless our prayer, what about the worry of people there? And bless our prayer, trusting Him we believe, that the presence Him will In the pudding of the trust, we should know every care of the world. 请坐。啊，那我们现在就来做我们的祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我们祷告二十分钟，我们要接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
We're going to pray for 20 minutes, and those of you who would like to receive the laying of hands may come forward.
我们相信我们每一次的祷告都跟我们所要的应许更靠近。
I believe that in every prayer we draw closer to the promise of God.
那或许这次的祷告就是我们的第七次。
And maybe this prayer will be the seventh time.
这一次就是神应允我们的祷告的时刻。
This is the time where God will fulfill our prayers.
所以让我们珍惜这一次的祷告，我们一起祷告。
So let us treasure this prayer and pray together.